Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Right, got a message in from Jer last week. And Jer says, hi Dave, I've only recently heard that Tesco stands for the English Shopping Company and my mind is blown. Although I'm still not fully convinced. Is it true? Carl, what do you think?
I never heard that before, but now I get it. T-E-S-C-O.
The English Shopping Company.
I never knew that.
Well, wipe it from your brain, Men in Black style, because it isn't true.
Oh, it isn't true.
No. This is one of those stories that goes around. I know, and Jared, in fairness, when I saw that, I went, oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Tesco, the English Shopping Company, that's great. No.
Ah.
Tesco was founded in 1919 by a fella called Jack Cohen, who began selling war surplus groceries. So after the war, they had a surplus of stuff. He would go around selling them in a stall in a market in Hackney, right, East London, where EastEnders is. But it wasn't called Tesco then. That came 5 years later. Jack bought a shipment of tea from a guy called Thomas Edward Stockwell. Can you see where that's going?
Yes.
T-E-S. And then he decided to use that chap's initials, T-E-S, and the first two letters of his surname, Cohen, and he made Tesco and sold the tea. And it remained a market stall for a number of years. The first shop was opened only in 1930. It now has almost 5,000 stores and its revenues are over 75 billion euro.
Oh my God.
So don't be worrying about Jack Cohen and the Tesco lads. They're all doing fine.
Wow.
So not the English Shopping Company. But I was actually then thinking about, what about other supermarket names, okay?
Okay.
Lidl. Lidl's a bit of a weird one in the sense that it was founded by a guy called Joseph Schwartz, okay, in the 1940s. And one of his business partners in founding this shopping company was a guy called Ludwig Lidl. Just a business partner, right?
Okay.
And Joseph died in 1977. And his son, Dieter, bought the rights to Ludwig's surname for 1,000 Deutschmarks, which is about 3,000 euro. And now it's called Lidl. Like, he just went to here, I'll give you $3,000 for your name. Your man goes, yeah, fine, see you later.
Oh my Lidl. God.
And the reason we chose to call it Lidl and not his own surname is Markt, M-A-R-K-T, is the word for market in German, so supermarkt or whatever it would be. He wanted to call it Schwarzmarkt. His name was Schwartz. That's black market.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't translate very well in German, so he went, no, Lidl is what we'll do. And he bought it off your man for $3,000. Aldi is brilliant. Aldi is from the start of the founder's surname, who's Anna Albrecht, and the start of the German word Discount, which means discount. So Albrecht, Discount, Aldi.
Okay.
Albrecht's Discount.
Okay, get it.
And here's an interesting thing. Aldi is actually two companies. Now two, like, they're financially and legally separate companies. There's Aldi Nord and Aldi Süd. Okay, Aldi North and South, unsurprisingly. We have Aldi Süd in Ireland and in Australia and America and UK and a load of places. And Aldi Nord is in Poland and Austria,
Hungary.
A few places like that, right? But they're just branded as Aldi. And combined, their revenues are about 100 billion. But Aldi Süd is similar to Tesco, 75, and Aldi Nord, only the 25 billion.
And is there nothing, there's no relationship at all between Lidl and Aldi?
No, this is an amazing story that I think people have kind of crossed over with the Adidas Puma story. So Aldi and Lidl were not brothers who fell out.
Yeah, is that not a thing?
Adidas and Puma were brothers that fell out, okay? So Adi Dassler and Rudolf Dassler were two guys who had a company called Adidas, and they had a disagreement. It was complicated to do with wives and army conscription and all manner of things. Anyway,
okay.
They fell
army.
Out. And it's,
oh, so how long ago is this
now? Oh, this is in the 40s, like.
Right.
So then you have Adidas, and then you have Rudolf went off and founded Puma. Two giant sneaker companies.
Okay.
From brothers, but not related. But interestingly, the Aldi Nord and Aldi Süd lads they are brothers, and they fell out, not as much, but Carl and Theo Albrecht, the sons of Anna, who founded the company, had an argument about cigarettes. So Carl thought if they sold cigarettes in Aldi's, they would attract shoplifters, and Theo didn't. So then they went, well, look, let's just separate and we will and you won't kind of thing.
Okay.
And they've been legally and financially separate since 1966. So they're a completely different company. Now, they're all still in the giant family, but they are totally separate companies.
So one could be making more than the other.
Well, they are. So Aldi Süd is 75 million and Aldi Nord is 25 million.
Oh, God. Okay, right. Yeah,
three times the revenues. Now, that's due to expansion into different territories and all that kind of stuff.
It's and can you get cigarettes now in the other one?
I have no idea. I doubt either supermarket sells cigarettes. I guess you don't.
Just the country. Now,
there is a slight logo difference, I think. But I guess whatever your Aldi is, it just looks like your Aldi. And whatever Poland's Aldi is, it just looks like. And you assume it's the same Aldi.
Yeah.
Might have a different logo. So there you go, Ger. Tesco is not the English shopping company. It is Thomas Edward Stockwell and Jack Cohen after a deal over a box of tea.
That's good.
That's Ask Dave for you. If you have any questions you ever want answered, you know where I am. Get them in on 087-4100-102. Or you can get into my DMs on Instagram if you like. You can do that there. At Dave Today FM is where you'll find me. Or email dave@todayfm.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.